life presents a possibility each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I pray for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. The sun rose high and burned the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy. He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't change me this way.
I'd rather die than be brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them how we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. Mercy from was the price to pay for liberty.
Fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. It's here. It's time. It's day after tomorrow. You have to wait no longer, folks. You've been begging for it to happen. You wanted somebody to vote for. You wanted to get out there and press your will upon the country that's known as the United States of America. Well, the time has finally arrived, and guess what? You got nothing to vote for. We'll get into that in a minute. There's been many voting days in history, folks, that this country has born long, long, many years ago, and votes have been taking place ever since. And ever since that time, we have had sorry people to vote for, and sometimes we've had some decent people to vote for. But this vote, this time, has special significance because of the depth of the problem that we have here in the year 2004. Remember Doris Meisner, the once inept head of the now defunct INS? Yeah, I know she was a sorry broad. But let me say this. As sorry as she was in her appointed position, she made a very profound statement in today's Lot Times. She said, quote, "Immigration is probably the biggest issue the country faces." Can you believe this, folks? "The biggest issue this country faces that nobody wants to talk about, and that has certainly been mirrored in this campaign. Whoever wins is probably going to have to take some real political risks to confront the problem. So they both have been happy to punt for the moment." And she's right, unquote. She's right. They've been very happy to punt. You think they would go for it on fourth down? You think they would try to impress upon the voters that they're serious on this issue? Hell no. All they want to do is put it off to after the election because they are scared as a dog passing peach pits. They're scared to death. They are afraid. They are afraid to attack this issue that 80% of us say we want to attack. And you know why they're afraid? Because they're cowards, both of them. Kerry and Bush are cowards. That's right, I said it. If you want to punish me for it, that's up to you. Don't listen no more. But it's the truth, and you know it's the truth. It is absolutely the truth. Both Bush and Kerry are absolutely horrible in their sympathetic view of illegal immigration. Both would give away our country if they were allowed to do so. One no better than the other, both as sorry as they can be. And whoever wins, we're in trouble. Bush has had 4 years and has done nothing with it. Nothing. Kerry has been a senator for about 100 years. And guess what? We're in the same situation we are today that we were in when he got there, except it is worse now, and he has allowed this problem to get worse. So those of you who tell me that George Bush is the lesser of two evils or John Kerry is the lesser of two evils, you are wrong. Evil is evil. End of story. And to vote for one of the two people who are his pandering to a constituency that shouldn't even be in this country is indeed sad, folks. If you vote for either one of these, your voice is moot. Mutt and Jeff, frickin' frack, these guys are twins on the issue of illegal immigration. No, it's the propositions that I want to talk about, folks. Let's talk about the propositions. That's your chance to have your voice heard loud and clear. It's the only time the American man and woman can speak and be heard, and that is on the propositions. And no, proposition is as important as Proposition 200 in the great state of Arizona. No one thing will stop illegal immigration. We know that. But Prop 200 is a very, very good start. Are you listening to me, Arizona? Yeah, I know it's 10 o'clock there, and I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to explain to you out there that are sitting on the fence, wishy-washy, the shake and shiver people who are scared to go out and vote for this thing because you've been hoodwinked and bamboozled and BS'd by your politicians who tell you that this thing is bad and it's going to cost a bunch of money. No, it's going to save a bunch of money, and I know this to be a fact. If an illegal alien can't get welfare, he'll be less likely to come here. I'm not saying he won't come, but he'll be less likely to come. There'll be less magnets to draw him toward us. This will protect the sanctity of the vote. It will be a start to fixing this problem. And when it passes, and it will inspire the rest of this country, then we can all stand up and watch the snowball effect, as did Prop 187 here in California in 1994. Without Prop 187, there would have been no Immigration Reform Act of 1996. The state of California directly influenced the federal government to step forward and fix a part of a broken immigration policy. Prop 200 in Arizona will do the very same thing. That is why you should not listen to those lying firefighters of the Firefighters Association of Arizona who lie about Prop 200, or Governor Napolitano, or Senator McCain, or Congressman Flake and Colby. Liars! All of them. Damn liars! Each and every one of them is a liar. And every one of them knows they're lying when they tell you these things. They are firm believers in the status quo and believers that America should be given away to thieves, criminals who are in the form of illegal aliens. That is what they like. That is what they want to do. They want to keep it just the way it is. Like my daddy used to say, do you want to fix it or do you want to talk about fixing it? They want to talk about fixing it, but they're not going to do anything. There's always been a huge disconnect between the American people and the American politician, and that hasn't changed, folks. Poll after poll tells us that 80% of Americans want illegal immigration stopped. We don't want amnesties given. We don't want guest worker amnesties given. We don't want farm worker amnesties given. Because we have learned from the past, from history, that amnesties only create more illegal immigration. We learned that in 1986, but we seem to have forgotten it in 2004. 350,000 people in 86 turned into 3.5 million who were amnestied, and guess what? They just keep coming. It hasn't stopped, and now we're talking about doing it all over again. There's no more important place in the United States today than the Grand Canyon State. The whole country is watching you folks in Arizona. Tuesday, you will be the front line of this battle, ground zero. And no matter how it goes, and we know it's going to pass, but no matter how it goes, we want you to know there in the state of Arizona that we are proud of you. We are extremely proud of you, Arizona, for what you have done to lead this country in the right direction. We ain't proud of them. Sorry, politicians, you got. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Mr. and Mrs. America, the salt of the earth, the regular folks of all races, creeds, colors, religions, persuasions, and everything else. We are proud of what you have done, and we are going to follow your lead after Prop 200 passes in the state of Arizona. I promise that. And we want to say thank you. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Warning. This ad may be hazardous to your mental health. As many as 10 million illegal aliens or more are in our country. Another million invade and occupy us every year. And President Bush does and has done nothing about this. In fact, Mr. Bush has proposed a guest worker amnesty program, which encourages more illegal aliens to break into our country. This program would give millions of people here illegally access to tax-deferred savings accounts and Social Security credits, unrestricted travel to and from their home countries, and make them free from arrest and deportation. Whatever happened to Mr. Bush's sworn oath to God to uphold our Constitution and enforce our laws? Constitution Party presidential candidate Michael Anthony Perutka would, however, take seriously, very seriously, his sworn oath. If elected, he would move immediately to use our military to protect our borders and begin the deportation of all illegal aliens. Visit our webpage, please, GodFamilyRepublic.com. That's GodFamilyRepublic.com.
My name is Michael Anthony Perutka. I am running for president of these United States, and I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Perutka, 2004.
In our modern lexicon, we now define the word coyote as a person who smuggles illegal immigrants into the United States, especially across the Mexican border, and usually for a monetary fee.
Foreigners who wish to immigrate to America under the provisions of 245I and with the blessing of Chris Cannon are charged $1,000.
Coyotes who smuggle immigrants across the Mexican border usually charge an average of $1,500.
The good news is, under the guidance of Chris Cannon and encouraged by both foreign and domestic immigration lawyers, your Coyote Congress can now offer an average savings of $500 to any foreign person wishing to visit America and work an American job as a guest.
The need for change in Washington has never been more evident than it is right now. On November 2nd, send Utah's voice back to Washington with Bo Babka.
I'm Bo Babka, and I approve this message. To help me this November, please visit BoBabka.com, and let's make this a safer, stronger America.
Thank you.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration, and I want to remind all of you folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. They can also hear us on CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right. That is radio on your TV. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight from WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts. WAWK 1140 Fort Wayne, Indiana. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you will get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, and you know who it is. Everybody knows who it is this week. David Dreyer, along with the Republican Party. You Republicans out there should be ashamed of your party and how low it has sunk this week, folks. The National Republican Campaign Committee this week filed a criminal accusation against the John and Ken Show. For those of you who don't know, John and Ken listeners voted Congressman Dreyer to be the political human sacrifice. Because of his dismal voting record on illegal immigration, his constituents decided that he had to go and the time had arrived for him to go. John and Ken picked up the torch and exposed Dreyer for what he was, an open borders, pro-illegal alien Republican. They proceeded to point out his voting record bill by bill, page by page, and showed the rhetoric of being for enforcement to be all lies. All the lies he told were proven wrong when we saw his record in black and white. He and his party officials attempting to silence John and Ken filed this complaint on October 14th, claiming that by them endorsing his opponent, Cynthia Matthews, who's sitting right across from me right now, they gave her an unfair campaign advantage. I heard them offer their whole 20 hours in 1 week for him to come on and give his views. They offered him the whole show for the whole week, 4 hours a day, and he refused. I heard this myself, folks. So there's your equal time. There was the time he demanded and wanted, and they gave it to him. He didn't take it. The Republicans never said a word when Rush Limbaugh is singing the praises of George Bush every day, or when Dreyer is shilling for Herr Schwarzenegger. Where's the fairness in that? Tell me that. Nobody says a word about that. Now, you know me, I'm neither Republican nor Democrat, but they both suck now. They're horrible, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they are partisan people, party first, Republican first, American second, maybe. Same thing with the Democrats. Party first, American second. That is no way to be. And Dreyer, you are a rotten example of partisan politics in its worst form. And so is the National Republican Campaign Committee. Yuck. Both of you, the Campaign Committee and Dreyer, are the most horriblest clowns of the week. Let us get directly to our guest now, folks. We have a very special guest tonight, a man who talks the talk, walks the walk. He's not one of the run-of-the-mill guys like Bush and Kerry, but he says what we want to hear, and he means it. Michael Peruca, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Terry, for having me on. I appreciate your hospitality. It's great to be with you.
It is our pleasure, Michael. I know it's late back there, but we wanted to give this opportunity to appeal to the American people. Let me say this. First of all, I don't endorse anybody. I never have. But when a guy talks the talk the correct way, I will give him the time, and I will put any opponent of yours on with equal time. But they never want to come because they know this is the hot seat. So here's your chance to tell the American people how you feel about illegal immigration and why you are not one of the status quo politicians like Bush and Kerry.
Well, I am not one of the status quo politicians like Bush and Kerry, and I think what we need to understand is that where you end up on this issue or any issue really depends on where you start, what you believe is true.
That's
to start
right.
with.
That's right.
And I believe that they are committed to something very different than the American view of law and government. Now, if you just give me a minute, let me just explain for your folks where I'm coming from, where I start, and where the Constitution Party starts, because this is important to understand where anybody ends up on anything. You know, I don't know how much your folks might know, but our party started in 1992. It was called the U.S. Taxpayers Party at that time. Mr. Howard Phillips was one of the founding forces of the party. He had left the Nixon administration over a matter of principle back in the 70s, and he started something called the Conservative Caucus in the mid-70s. Anyway, in 92, he was instrumental in starting the U.S. Taxpayers Party, and we changed our name in 1999 and called ourselves the Constitution Party to more broadly reflect our mission, which is to return to constitutional government in America. And there is, our themes are God, family, and the Republic. We say we need to honor God, defend the family, and restore the American Republic. We start right where our founding fathers did, because there is an American view of law and government. Chesterton said G.K. Chesterton wrote that perhaps America was the only country ever founded on a creed. And that creed, that system of beliefs, is laid out in our Declaration of Independence. And this is important foundationally, because in the Declaration, basically, there's three presuppositions of American law and government laid out. Number one, that there is a creator God. We said all men are created equal. And in order to make such a statement, you'd have to presuppose the existence of a creator God. Number two, our rights come from him. We're endowed by that creator with unalienable rights. That's why they're unalienable, Terry, because they come from God.
Right.
And then thirdly, and most importantly, that the purpose of government then is not to redistribute your wealth. The purpose of government in this American view is to protect and defend and secure God-given rights. Declaration says to secure these rights. What rights? God-given rights.
What a novel concept.
Government. Well, we don't teach that. This is really remedial civics. Excuse me for just giving this remedial civics class, but this is necessary to because this is foundational. This is where you pour the structure. You have to start with the foundation. And we say that, you know, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So the purpose of government, then, in this American view, is to protect and secure God-given rights.
But why haven't they protected us, Michael? Tell
me
that.
Because they believe something else, Terry. They believe something that is antithetical to what I just described. And that's why I wanted to lay it out as clearly as I could. But neither of these men, Mr. Bush or Mr. Kerry, believe what I just described. They don't, they don't have an allegiance to this American idea of law and government. They might talk about God, but they think rights are really privileges of government. They have accepted another view of government, and that is a socialist or a Marxist view that basically says that the state is God. All rights come from the state. All blessings come from the state. And the purpose of government then is to redistribute wealth. And now they're doing it on an international level. And this redistributionist idea, this other view of government, that's not the American view, this other view that they've been doing for some time now, has gotten us about $7.5 trillion in debt, and it's getting worse every minute. It'll be $2 trillion just on Bush's watch. He calls himself a conservative, but this is the most debt-ridden, bloated government in modern history. And now we're getting to the subject that you're talking about tonight, and you talk about very eloquently all the time, which is this illegal immigration. I think you have to ask yourself, why do they let these open borders? Why is it that they don't care about protecting the borders? Why are they both on the same side of this? Wouldn't it seem logical to you that if Mr. Kerry wants to unseat the current president, that he would make an issue out of this? Wouldn't he make an issue about protecting the borders?
It would be a slam dunk.
It really
would, and other politicians have proven that it would be. But let me ask you a question, Michael. Before you get any further, I want to ask you a question. There are people out there that will say if they vote for you, you're throwing their vote away. What would you tell them in 30 seconds or less? What would you tell them when they say they're throwing their vote away to vote for you?
I would say, what could be more of a wasted vote? What could be more of a thrown away vote than to vote for either of these two men who have demonstrated their lack of fidelity to the Constitution?
That's about what I tell them also. But let me say this also. You know, when I talk to these, especially the Republicans, they say they're going to vote for him. I said, well, you know, even here in California, why waste your vote? California's Democrat. It's over. Make your statement. Don't vote for Bush. Why would you? He's already going to lose. You know that the Electoral College is going to give all the votes to Kerry. So make your statement here. No better chance. And they still want to go down there and put a mark by Bush's name, which is just ridiculous.
Well, you know, I live in a state that's very similar to that, Terry. My state of Maryland is the same situation. The conventional wisdom is that Bush doesn't have a chance here. Our governor said to Bush, our governor is a Republican, he said to Bush, don't even come here because we don't have a chance. They gave up on Maryland. So I live in a state that's similar to that. But, you know, in all honesty, Terry, I don't go there and I don't say that. I don't disagree with what you just said. You're absolutely right. Except the principled reason, that's a pragmatic reason,
right.
And I don't argue with it.
Right.
But the principled reason is you've got to vote for what you believe
that's
or you'll
right.
never get what you want.
That's right. We have been voting for the lesser of two evils for the last 200 years.
And how's it working? It hasn't been working.
And guess what? We're still getting evil. Something's got to give here. And this whole thing about, well, he's the best of the two guys and Kerry's going to do this if he doesn't get it. Bush has been a total disaster. He's been a total disaster for this country. Now, there's people sitting out there right now all over the place, L.A., Beverly Hills, all over the country who are thinking, you know, but still, he's still better than Kerry. I don't believe that. I don't believe anybody is better than anybody when you look at these two guys. They're horrible. Michael, we talk about immigration on the show, and based on that one issue, both of these guys suck. They're horrible. That's the truth.
Listen,
those are my words, not yours.
On the God bless you. Terry, on our website, which is it's perutka2004.com. It's P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A. 2004.com. If you can't spell Perutka, by the way, it's a Czechoslovakian name, but my mother was Irish. If you can't spell that,
nice
just
mix.
Go to GodFamilyRepublic.com. That's our themes. God Family Republic. GodFamilyRepublic.com will get you there. On our website, we have a book that Mr. Phillips put together a couple of years ago called Why You're Not Better Off with Bush. And he compares Bush and Gore, okay? But the same thing applies now. And he goes on to explain why you're not better off with Bush. You actually would have. Now, this is going to hurt your head, but you would have been better off with Gore. And quite simply, the reason is
doesn't hurt my head at all.
I know. Okay. But the reason is it can just be simply stated like this. Both of these men, Bush and Kerry, for example, are both going to do 4,000 unconstitutional things as soon as they get in office, okay? When either one gets in. Kerry, at least the 4,000 things he'll do will be resisted.
You know, I say that to I give that philosophy to people all the time. If Kerry gets in there, which I'm not saying vote for him, but if Kerry gets in, I don't like him, he's going to be horrible. But guess what? The Republican Congress is going to beat him down every time he says a word. Whereas with Bush, if Bush gets in, they're going to agree with everything he does as they have for the last 4 years. Michael, we got about 1 minute left. I got to get some other things done tonight. Give us your best pitch in 1 minute. What do you want us to know about you?
Folks, please, first of all, GodFamilyRepublic.com. Why would you waste your vote on these men who have promised you, they've demonstrated to you, and they've promised you that they're going to break their oath of office even before they take it? Both of them are essentially the same as you've explained. They're both committed to the United Nations. They're both committed to the New World Order. Neither of them have an allegiance to this American view of law and government. If you care about constitutional government in America, if you care about the rule of law, if you care about the future of America, if you care about your children not being $8 trillion in debt, please vote Michael Anthony Perutka in the Constitution Party. If you don't vote for what you believe, you will never get what you want. It's the American Independent Party ballot line in California, and it's the Constitution Party in most of the rest of the country. I really appreciate having the opportunity to be on with you.
Michael, it's been our pleasure.
Don't
believe
waste
me.
Your vote.
It has been our pleasure. And let me say this one last thing to you. We appreciate the things you say. I've heard a lot of the things and read a lot of the things you had to say on this issue and other issues also. We appreciate it. We really do. You're walking the walk, talking the talk. You're what we want. And if people want to support you, then good for them, because that is what they say they believe in. And you believe in the same thing. Why are you going to give your vote to a guy who doesn't believe what you believe in? I don't get that either. I want to thank you for coming on. I wish you the best. Bonne chance on Tuesday. We hope everything goes fine for you. And the best
it's
to you.
In God's hands. We do our duty, and the rest is up to God.
Stay in touch, buddy.
You
take
you
care,
so
Michael.
Good night.
Thanks for coming on.
Okay.
There you go, folks. Here's a guy. Talks the talk. Says what you want to say. And if you don't support these people, you're going to end up with people in Congress like we had right here in the state Senate. I have played this for 3 weeks in a row. I want you to see racism at its very, very best. This is Art Torres. He represents the Democratic Party. He was the head of the Democratic Party in California. Here's racism.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fighting so hard for affirmative action programs? And I tell my white colleagues, because you're going to need them.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson Show live from Los Angeles on News Talk 870 KRLA, heard nationwide on the Cable Radio Network and LBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Congress. That's the sound of an illegal immigrant having trouble sleeping. Who cares? Well, Undersecretary for Homeland Security Asa Hutchinson cares. He says that because illegal immigrants fear deportation, quote, undocumented aliens will tell you they often have trouble sleeping at night, unquote. So he says we need President Bush's guest worker amnesty program, which will let millions of illegal immigrants stay here and presumably sleep better. Can you believe this? A lot of Americans are losing sleep, some their lives and property, because they live in areas invaded and occupied by illegal aliens. But a top Bush administration official is concerned that illegal aliens are losing sleep because they might be deported, which they should be. Constitution Party presidential candidate Michael Anthony Perutka, if elected, will effectively secure our borders and begin to deport illegal aliens. His webpage address is GodFamilyRepublic.com. That's GodFamilyRepublic.com.
My name is Michael Anthony Perutka. I am running for president of these United States, and I approve this message.
Authorized and paid for by Perutka, 2004.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need an appraisal. You need an appraisal to find out how much you're going to get because you're going to need the money to spend it on whatever. So you want to get the best, most fair appraisal you can get. So what do? You call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals at 818-223-9498, and you talk to them. They support this show. You should support them. They're fast, friendly, professional, and you know what that means? More money, more money, more money for your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. They're fast, friendly, professional, and they will help you. Call them at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. right, folks, we have Cynthia Matthews here, but before we get to her, I'm going to take one or two calls. Let's go to Ed calling from Tempe, Arizona. Ed, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. I got an opportunity to meet you over here a couple of months ago with the PAN.
Oh, back in June, yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we listen to you pretty much every Sunday night, but the reason I was calling is to let you know that we're doing well with the PAN.
Good.
Very confident that
that's Proposition 200, folks.
Well.
Right.
The other thing that you know, I guess I'm really upset about these specific individuals that are basically abetting these illegals. I'm very confident. I'm a Peruca supporter, and I honestly believe that we're going to take this country back. I think when we do that, though, Terry, I think all of these people who basically supported this illegality need to have their citizenships pulled and deported along with them.
I love it. I'm your guy. I love it. Send them out here on the first thing smoking. That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. They're traitors to this
absolutely
country, and I don't care whether they're ex-congressmen or presidents or anything
or
else.
Or current congressmen or presidents.
Absolutely.
Doesn't matter.
Traitors, if they support illegality, they need to have their traitors this country. They need to have their citizenships pulled, and they have no country any longer. They need to be exported.
And, Ed, we're on live in Phoenix right now, and I want to say to the people out there, and I know there's a lot of you listening in Phoenix because you email me all the time. Listen to this, folks. This thing is coming up in 2 days. If you let I never tell anybody to vote for anybody, but I'm telling you, vote for this. Prop 200 is the future of your state and the future of this country. Vote. Get out there and do your thing on this. This is important business. This is not your run-of-the-mill proposition. This one will show the pulse of America and what it's thinking. This will show what the people of Arizona have on their mind and whether they are serious on this issue of illegal immigration. Now's the time when the rubber meets the road. Ed, thanks for the call. Call me again, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
All right, let's go to Kevin calling from L.A. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Jerry. How you doing?
What's up?
Okay, Prop 200, is it similar or the same as Prop 187?
No. All Prop 200 says is they cannot get benefits that are not mandated. They cannot. They have to prove who they are when they register to vote, and they have to prove who they are when they do vote, and no welfare. That's what it says.
Okay, will we be able to vote for Prop 200 out here?
No, this is only in
Arizona.
I know where you're going there with that one, but we got one coming up soon. We got
Terry.
One. We're going to start covering it next week, Kevin.
All right, Terry, check this out. This Reconquista thing is getting out of hand. I was in Fontana, California, on the streets of Sierra and Orange. They have a Plaza de la Raza. That means Plaza of the Race.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Can you imagine some white folks doing that? Even us, some black folks doing it. We would be in trouble. We'd be called all kind of racist. Go get on the 105 freeway and go through Watts. They got Plaza del Mexico.
Oh, you seen it, huh?
Oh, man, I've seen it. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. I rolled through there the other day and said, what the hell is this? It's unbelievable.
Terry, but take heart. I'm going to say this and let you go because I know you tapped for time. Take heart. It cannot continue like this.
No, it can't. And it's
something has got to give.
There you
Terry,
go. There you
I
go.
Have, I see bloodshed. That's what I see.
I do too.
I'm not trying to
I do
be
too.
Facetious
and I don't
or negative.
Kevin, I don't advocate it, but I do see it coming because people get angry.
Yeah.
And when the government goes against this, who knows what can happen. I hope it never comes to that. That's why we want to fix this thing peacefully. Kevin, thanks for the call. Call me again.
I will.
Take care. All right, folks, we got Cynthia Matthews. I'm sitting right across from her. Boy, she looks like she's a formidable person to go up against Mr. Dreyer, and I use the term loosely. But let me just say this. Cynthia, we're proud to have you here tonight. We want your best pitch in 60 seconds. We want to hear what you feel about this illegal immigration issue.
Well, I can tell you that I am very disgusted by the way that our politicians have handled the situation, and I'll tell you even more so that by taking the hits from the Democratic Party that I've taken. You know, I'll tell you, I'm very proud as an American to stand up and say, look, I'm running for the office of Congress because I do want to have a change in Congress. I am proud to say that I am one Democrat that is for the working family and lowering taxes. And the way you do that, you stop outsourcing jobs, you stop dumping cheap labor in through from the H-1B visas, and you stop the illegal immigration flow. We can't stop it 100%, but we can sure slow it down.
That's right.
And what we need to do, folks, Everybody out there's got to listen to this. You're disgusted like I am. Self-govern yourself. You want less government in your life? Stop hiring illegal aliens.
That's step number one.
Number one. Number two, what you got to do is you've got to vote into office people that you know that will represent you. And as Terry was saying, over 80%. 80%. This includes Democrats, Republicans, and everybody else.
Every poll they take, Cynthia. Every poll they take.
Every poll. Yep. And I'll tell you, I've had Democrats, Republicans come into my office saying, what do we got to do? We got to fix this situation. How do we do it? I said, sit down, phone bank, let's do. And I'll tell you, there's a movement going on, and it's taking effect. And I'll tell you, Dreyer is scared. He's so afraid of what's happening. And you know what? He brought it on to himself.
He's as nervous as a hooker in church. This guy is shaking in his boots, man. He don't know what to do, and I'm going to tell you why. He's been laxed all his time. He doesn't have to step up and do anything. He doesn't have to spend any money. What they say, he spends $100,000 usually, which is nothing. And now he spent over $1 million.
Over a million dollars.
Because you've pressed him, and you should, because this guy is a disgrace. And the thing that gets me with him, he's a very affable, likable guy. He smiles, and he gets in your face. But he lies to us. He tells us he's hard on illegal immigration, and he votes against everything we've done. Prior to you going up against him, he had an F grade in illegal immigration. Now, he's moved up to a D+. Why? As a defensive measure, in the last few days, what he's done is go out and start some bills, get some bills going to make him look good. Well, guess what? He knows they're not going to pass. It's all window dressing.
Yeah, and as the chairman of the rules, he slammed it. He bypassed all these committees in order to do it. So don't be fooled, folks. As the chairman of the rules, he had the power to enact and push through legislation at a moment's notice that could have protected us, from 9/11. I'll tell you, these guys were here legally on H-1 visas and student visas, two of which had expired. These people were already on the watch list. Why wasn't action taken ahead of time? And I'll tell you, what's happening now, if you're desperate for a job out there, if you're desperate because you're saying, man, you know what? Here's proof in the pudding, folks. How many hospitals and trauma centers have been closed down in the last 6 months and are due to close by the end of this year? So don't be fooled by somebody saying, whoa, look at there. I've pulled money out of my back pocket, and I'm going to slam this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to bring this money. You know, I'll tell you something. It's a ruse. It's a joke. And what I'm saying is we've got to have tough people in Congress that's not going to buckle under and say, look, I am proud to stand up for the American people. And I do not. You know, I'm a big guy. I'll take all the hits you want. Hit me. Tell me that I'm a bigot, xenophobic. Why? Because I'm standing up for the American folks? Do it to me.
Love your pitch. It's great stuff. It's great stuff. And folks, I'm looking in her face. You can't see it. This woman means this. I see sincerity. She means it. I don't know anything about her other issues, and I'm not going to ask her because I don't care. This is the only issue that matters in 2004. How does she feel on illegal immigration? It doesn't matter what she feels to me on anything else. We'll get to that someday. But right now, we've got to save the country. And to save the country, we've got to deal with illegal immigration first and foremost. And let me tell you something. These other two parties, the Democrats, the Republicans, they don't get it. They don't get it. They haven't got it yet. Bush doesn't get it, and Kerry's an idiot. Now, with that combination, you're never going to get anything done. What we got to do is start filtering people in there that, like Tom Tancredo, like Virgil Gould, like a few of the others, get people in there that understand what we are talking about, that the 80% of us who are being vocal now, people like Barbara Coe, people like Glenn, people like D.A. King down there, people like Juan Mann, people who are being vocal and explaining that they want these things fixed, and just regular people who really think they have no voice. They're standing up now. And like you said a few minutes ago, I see it changing. Finally, I've been at this 11 years. Finally, I'm starting to see the top of the hill where we can look down the other side, because people have gotten so pissed that now they are standing up. And as more and more stand up, we become an army. We become a vocal army for our cause, and that cause has one thing behind us that the other side doesn't have. You know what that is? The law. The law is behind us. We are talking about laws being broken.
And people, don't be intimidated by people. I'll tell you something. Your representatives work for you. Your tax dollars go for that representation. When you go to an attorney and you pay that attorney to represent you, you don't expect them to flip over to the other side and say, well, I feel sorry for them, and I'm gonna back them up. Your representation is paid for.
That's
you
right.
Hire them, you fire them.
That's
and
right.
Let me tell you something. Do not be intimidated by them. And don't ever stop. If you call their office and they're hanging up on you, you call their office and they're not explaining themselves. Right now, where's Dreyer? He's unavailable. Right now. You know what? He claims that his record is the best and he's tough as nails. Where is he? The man of the house is too afraid to debate
he's
the girl.
That's right. He's
MIA. He is
MIA.
Not offered to debate. You know, he offered me, actually, right after the primary to debate me once. I've seen him twice. The last time I saw him, he turned around and ran out the door in the rain, folks.
What a guy.
This is our representative that doesn't want to debate me because he doesn't want the truth. And all we've done, we've not exaggerated. You go to House.gov. You can go to Better Immigration. You can go and see his voting record.
It's all there in black and white.
It's all black and white.
You're not asking anybody to take your word for anything.
Nope.
Now, folks, you know me. I don't endorse anybody. I'm not endorsing Cynthia. But what I'm telling you, get Dreyer out of there. I don't care how you do it. But don't vote for him. This guy's, he's horrible. He's absolutely horrible. And this has nothing to do with the political human sacrifice. You know how many times Dreyer has been my most horriblest clown of the week since I started 4 years ago. He's been that many times because he's been sorry and he sucked many times. This guy's terrible. He's absolutely horrible. All I'm telling you is, like Michael Peruka said, vote for those people who believe as you believe. Don't vote for people because they got a D or an R next to their name. That is so stupid. Cynthia, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a few more calls because the callers are important to the show. And we're going to try to get you to weigh in and see what you have to say. Let's go to Robert, calling from Los Angeles, California. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Terry, this is Robert. I given up a long time ago on Democrat and Republicans unless I really know them.
That's the way it should
be. Right, because Rockefeller controls the Democratic and Republican Party. And Bush and Kerry are in Rockefeller's pockets. So any vote for a third party is a slap in the face to Rockefeller. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, Robert. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Bill calling from South Bay. Bill, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry, and hello, Ms. Matthews.
Hello.
Yes, I've sent some money to your campaign, to Ms. Matthews, to support you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. What I was going to mention one thing here is I want to see if both of you are aware of this. You're both familiar with the Daily News newspaper, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Well, I don't know if you know this. You know, Mayor Hahn commissioned a report.
It's another one that sucks.
Isn't that something? It's the L.A. Economy Project. It was an $850,000 study by the Economic Roundtable and the Milken Institute. And what it did basically was it said that, and as if we don't know this, as if this takes a rocket scientist to figure this out, hampered by a large unskilled workforce, Los Angeles' economy will remain stagnant unless there is a major effort, get this, to upgrade the educational level, English language ability, and technical training of the city's large, poor, and immigrant population.
Now, Bill, that's pitiful for a city that led the country in aerospace, shipping, Hollywood, and everything else for, what, 100 years. We led the country. Now look at us.
Well, you know, I have an idea, Ms. Matthews. Here's a suggestion that I have for you as a solution to the problem. In 1954, President Eisenhower shut the border down. When Theodore Roosevelt was
Operation Wetback.
That's right. When Theodore Roosevelt was president at the turn of the century, he put troops on the border, and President Kennedy, who deserves credit, had the Huey helicopters, the H-1 helicopters, circling over the border. He ordered the Border Patrol Agency to work with other agencies to interdict drugs at the Mexican border.
Make it quick, Bill.
And he also put Border Patrol agents on the airplanes. Now, those presidents understood the meaning of the word sovereignty.
There you go. That's right.
There you go. So I just wanted to throw that to you for some food for thought and see what you think.
Thank you, Bill.
You bet.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate that, and I'll tell you something, because I am tough on immigration, and I think that we do need to, but we cannot put up with this empty promises. You can't put up with Homeland Security that's not funded or the Border Patrol that's not well-funded. We've really got to invest in our Border Patrol. We've really got to invest in, and people say, well, how can you do that without raising taxes? Easy. There are laws on the books. Let's enforce them. And the fines that we find these companies out there, you put back into the pot, and that's how it's going to be financed, folks. It's not going to take a dime. And you want to stop the overcrowding of our schools and the closures of our hospitals? These are things that really do really do affect us on a personal level. And we've really got to take a look at this and say, look, we got to feed our family first. We got to educate our kids first. Once we're back up on our feet, we've got to slow down the outsourcing and really encourage small business owners here.
Well said.
And that's what's going to happen. We got to keep the money flowing here.
I have heard people say that outsourcing is a good thing, and that's what they want us to believe. They want us to believe that Americans won't do the jobs illegal aliens do. But we're not going to go for that, Cynthia. We're not going to buy it. We're not going to go for it. Folks, you know, every week at the end of the show, I tell you to go to our website and read This Week with the Swings from Maryland. Well, tonight we have the Swings live in the studio. And we've got Buddy and Shane Swing. Shane, what's your impression of Cynthia?
I think she's genuine. I think she's great. And I think that if I could vote for her, I would.
Yeah, but
you
can't. Don't do it. You'll queer the whole deal. We don't want that. But he lives in Maryland. But you know what? You always tell me about how things are going in Maryland, and it's pretty much simple that it's happening all over the country. And I tell people all the time, what happens here is going to happen where you live also very soon. So that's why we've got to support people like Cynthia or like Ed Lanning and other people who are trying to do the right thing. What's going on in Maryland? We heard Perutka say that the Republicans are just giving up there.
Well, it's pretty much the same everywhere. They're giving up everywhere, so there's no other choice for us to vote for people outside of our party or for a third party, in my opinion. So, very simple.
On the line, we've got Sean Swing calling from San Diego. Sean, you're on with your brother, your dad, me, and Cynthia Matthews. What do you think about this situation?
Well, I just want to say hi, and I'm glad you got my boys on the air, and I love you guys. And I just want to say that you hit the topic. The nail square on the head, and I think following the law is simple as that.
That's it.
I think we got a problem in this country of making an exception for every little stupid thing.
That's right.
That's what children do.
And Sean, the key to this thing is what I said, and you just said it also, the law, the law, the law. We have the law, and what these people are doing is illegal. Do I hate them? Of course I don't hate them. But let me tell you something. They cannot come to my house, which is my country, when they want to. It's like where you live. You're not going to let somebody just come there and drink your six-pack without giving your permission. It's not going to happen. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to tell people you cannot come here and live where we live. Sean, thanks for the call. I got to move on. Take care.
See,
well, you know what? I'm going to tell you folks something. Cynthia's here. Cynthia's got a message. I like what she has to say, but the problem is Cynthia still needs help, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Tell them how they can help.
Well, you can go to my website at www.matthewsforcongress.com, and that's Matthews with two T's and the number 4. You can call our office at 909-621-3712. We're asking $26 for the 26th district and financial help. And you can call, you can go, you must vote November 2nd. And I'll tell you, people say, well, I'm a conservative Republican, and I've never voted for a Democrat before. And I'll tell you, I make a contract.
Dreyer's not a conservative Republican. You know?
Well, I can tell you this. As a Democrat, I will serve you, just like I will serve all, because I don't see party lines when I'm going as a representative. I'm serving the public. I'm serving the communities there of the 26th district in this nation. And I'll tell you, there's a contract I can make with you. If I'm not doing what you want in 2 years, you can fire me, just like we're firing Dreyer right now.
That's why our founding fathers set it up so it was only 2 years in the House, 6 years if you like the people in the Senate. That way you can keep some, you can get rid of some real quick. It was set up that way for a reason. They were geniuses. The founding fathers were geniuses. This two-year thing is great. But so far, Dreyer hasn't treated it that way. He thinks he's got a 10-year term, you know what I mean, because he's got no opposition. You have made history. You will have win, lose, or draw. You will have made history with this guy. You've got his attention.
That's
and
the
that,
whole purpose
that's
is
it.
To affect
that's
change.
Let me, take a, change. Let me take a couple more calls. Let's go to Mel calling from Glendale. Mel, not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I want to thank you for having Cynthia and Michael on tonight. You know, for those who don't think that these people can win, there's an incredible amount of great information on the Internet. I know that Glenn Spencer is backing up Michael Perutka, and I, as you may know or may not know, was an electrician. I went over to Pasadena the other day to do some work for a friend of mine, and there's a big high-rise going up, and they were on break. There was no English being spoken.
Unbelievable.
It was all illegals.
Unbelievable.
And so you guys out there who have friends that say, well, these guys can't win, believe it, there's a lot of people out there who are very frustrated. They're getting on the Internet. They're finding out that these good people like Cynthia and Michael Perutka.
And Ed Lanning.
And Ed Lanning.
That's right.
Out there for them. All they have to do is vote their conscience. You know, if you don't vote for someone that suits your needs, you're not going to get what you want.
Stop voting for a letter and start voting for principles. You know, that letter is killing us. That D and that R is killing us. Mel, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
Let's take one more real quick. Let's go to Mac calling from Culver City. Mac, got about 30 seconds.
Oh, how are you, Terry?
Pretty good.
Cynthia, I'm all for you.
Thank
now
you.
Now that this election is almost over, we have to turn our attention to this new proposition on the ballot.
Next week, Mac, we're going to jump on this with both feet.
Okay, let me say one thing. If we have a very rainy winter, it's going to be difficult to get the number of
right.
votes needed.
See? We're going to jump on this with both feet next week once the election's over. That will be our main prime focus, but I want to thank you for calling it to our attention. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
All right. Cynthia, we're getting ready to go off the air. Give us one more dose of you. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Terry. Again, I'd like to thank you for having me on your
show
here.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, Dreyer, the invitation's still out to debate me. You still got 2 days to do it before the election, and so actually one day now, so that we can give these people an opportunity to take a ripe choice at you and me and really decide who's the stronger person and who wants to lead this nation with conviction and intestinal fortitude and who's not afraid or intimidated by anybody. Take a look at my website. Take a look at where he gets his money. Take a look at where I've gotten my money, and that is a telltale sign as to who's committed to whom. And this isn't about race. This is not about party. What this is protecting the American jobs.
Right. That's right.
Protecting the American way.
Basic stuff.
That's it. And if
Basic
we don't
stuff.
Do it now, it's gonna explode.
I want to apologize to my callers, Pat, who I miss. I miss you, Pat. Wendy, Pat, Carrar, Bernie, you guys call me next week. We just didn't have time. We had two guests tonight. We rarely do that, but it's important. It's right before the election, and I wanted to get Cynthia on so she could let you folks know how she felt firsthand. You know, folks, it's important to listen to these people. If you don't, you won't know. And when you vote for people you don't listen to, like Dreyer and Boxer and Feinstein, a lot of the others, and both parties are equally as guilty, what you end up with is somebody just as dumb as you are. You didn't investigate. You didn't check it out. You didn't ask any questions. But, oh, I know that name. I'm going to go ahead on and vote for that person. You know what I mean? You're not voting for any particular reason, and that's sad. It really is. So I just want to say, Cynthia, I've never endorsed anybody in my life. I won't. I don't believe in that. I want people to make up their own minds to vote or not to vote or who they're going to vote for. But we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
We're proud of you. You've made a statement. You've stepped up. You've gotten his attention. That is amazing because it's never been done before by somebody who was a novice or a rookie, as we say. And we appreciate you. We appreciate all
appreciate
you've done, and we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Buena suerte next Tuesday. All right, folks. We want to remind everybody out there that we do need your help to stay on the air. I want to make a special pitch tonight because we're running a little low, and, you know, we have to pay for this time, and it's not easy. We do have some sponsors, but we need your help. So I'm going to give that address out, the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'm going to give it again in a few minutes. Get your pencil ready. So please, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Next week, we're going to start it on this new proposition. It is very important. It is the main thing. It will be our Prop 200 right here in the state of California. I want to thank the lovely Carol DeLee for taking your phone calls and my engineer par excellence tonight, Brian Perez, great guy. Does a lot of good for the show. He helps me quite a bit. I appreciate him. I want to thank the Swings for coming all the way here from Maryland to sit in on the show. If you folks believe that, you're crazy. But they happen to be out here, and we wanted to see them in the studio. I also want to remind you, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, folks, the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Wednesday night, I will be on KDON with Mark Edwards. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.